Parshat HaShavua that we just read yesterday, and I'm sure you all are intimately familiar with it, because you're all going over Parshat HaShavua every week, correct? And if you're not, this is a great time to start, because the parashot are full of, they're easy in the sense that they're accessible, there's stories, etc. But Avraham Avinu, obviously there's some like very sort of significant events in his life that take place in this parasha. But there's also this interlude with Abimelech. I don't want to go into the whole story with Abimelech. It's not my purpose today. But at the end of his second meeting with Abimelech, where Abimelech comes to Beersheba and sort of makes a covenant with him, and we read how, and this is something we've seen in other places with Avraham, he planted Eshel, the kind of a tree, tamarisk, I think is how they say it in English. Vayikra sham b'shem Adonai el olam. And he called in the name of God, Shem Avaya, the God of the eternal God. Olam in Tanakh doesn't mean the world, it didn't have that term. It means forever. It means eternal. And this is what Avraham does. Avraham calls in the name of God. Now, none of us are Avraham Avinu in all kinds of ways. And the reality that we live in is an extraordinarily different one from the reality that Avraham lived in. But the notion of calling out in the name of God is, in a certain sense, the theme of Avraham's life. It's what Avraham does. Right? Avraham has all these adventures on the way, but what he does, what he sees as his purpose, is he goes, he builds mizbechot, and he cries out in the name of God. Now, presumably, he's not just, you know, it's not a one-man show. He's trying to make an impact. He's trying to change the way the people in his surroundings see the universe. And he has a way that he does that. And we see, in fact, that to a large extent he has also success in this. But this idea of what does it mean to call out in the name of God? Now, one way to think of it, I think, and some people do think of it like this, is as being like a revivalist preacher. Right? Sort of cosmopolitan Jews find those sorts of people uncomfortable, right? We don't really like them. They're a little too folksy, a little bit too unsophisticated, perhaps. And so the notion of somebody sort of gathering people up and talking about God doesn't feel so great, I think, to most of us. But I don't think that's all that it amounts to. And I think it's also about a certain way of thinking about the world, and of being in the world, and of relating to your surroundings and relating to the world. But do you see yourself as a person who in his life, in his engagement with his life, is calling out to God, both individually and publicly, both in terms of the impression that it makes upon the people around you, and also on, maybe first and foremost, on the impression that it makes upon you yourself. Can you see yourself in that role? Now, like I said, not all of us, or none of us, are Avraham Avinu. But that sort of role, I think, applies to everyone. But we make our way through life. We do all kinds of different things, as Avraham does. Right? He travels around. He raises his children. He has children very late in life. But he's a shepherd and a businessman and whatever. And we all eventually will be some sort of shepherd or businessman of some sort or another. So there's no conflict between those two things. In fact, those two things are the point. The question is, can you be that sort of shepherd / businessman whose life is an expression of calling out to God? And it comes out in a million different little ways, and also some big ways. It obviously expresses itself in just general ethics of being a person who other people look to and say, that's a person that I respect and I admire and I can trust. But it also has to do with your way of engaging with other people, your way of engaging with yourself. Do you have that sort of consciousness that you are, in a certain sense, in living your life with facing God as Baruch Hu, rather than sort of visiting? Right? There's people who visit, right? Sometimes the really sort of lucky ones sort of visit God every morning when they go to shul. I think a lot of us, even when we go to shul, we don't really visit God. We sort of visit other people in shul on a good day when we make it to shul. Some of them, at times, it's like once a year, Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. Every person obviously has their own project here. But can you integrate that sort of consciousness into your life? That is the ideal set for us by Avraham Avinu. But this is sort of a basic part. Every place he goes, every situation he's in, his conclusion of being in that situation is he built a mizbeach, or in this case, he plants a tree, right? Most places he built a mizbeach. But he calls out Hashem, Hashem. He calls out to God. And that is a goal, it's an ideal. Anyone who's interested in a sort of philosophical rendition of that, the very famous in the Rambam in the end of Orin Ibuchim, those of you in my class, we're going to get to it shortly, but the end of Orin Ibuchim in the third part, chapter 51, it's very famous. It's this rendition of this idea. What does it mean to live with the consciousness of God in front of you at all times? So that's a particular version of it. But as the ideal, I think that's the ideal set to us by Avraham Avinu, and we can only just aspire to live up to it. Have a good day.
Shukriya.